Let's introduce our debaters. Our first debater is the third seed here in Group A. We previously met him in our first ever I Beg to Differ match in November 2021. He ended up as a quarter finalist in that edition. This is his second match in this tournament. Chiagozie Isidro Obonugwu, welcome back to the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you, ma'am.
Chiagozie lost last Monday's debate to Tamvita Kaushik, so he must avoid another defeat today to stay alive in the Tournament of Champions. Lagos, here is our second debater. She's the second seed in Group A. We first met her in the March 2022 edition, where she came second to Ruth Okorocha. Deborah Pamzat, welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good to have you here. Okay, Lagos, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, right? Then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. And finally, you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. The clock is the clock. And once it starts, I will not pause until the 3 minutes are up. Our panel of judges will score all the rounds based on quality, number, originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, very important if you want to win. Number of opponents' points addressed, very important if you want to win. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, very important if you want to win. Since this is group stage, if your scores are tied, there will be no tiebreaker round. The debate is a draw. After all the group stage matches, the two debaters with the most wins go through to the quarterfinals. Where two debaters have the same number of wins, the number of draws will be used to break the ties. And that will decide who moves on to the quarterfinals. But we're going to get to all of that eventually. Today, let's focus on this debate. You know your topic already. Your topic, African countries cannot focus on climate change. Yes? Yes? Is that correct? Am I right? Okay. African countries cannot focus on climate change. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Deborah, you're going to choose either heads or tails. But first off, let me show you that it does have head and it does have a tail.
All right.
All right. So here, it has a head and it has a tail. Yes? Okay. So you're going to choose heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you'll support the motion that African countries cannot focus on climate change. If it lands on the other side, then you'll oppose that African countries cannot focus on climate change. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, call it.
Heads.
Heads. Tails it is. Okay. All right then. Which means that we have our gentleman over here supporting that. Are you supporting or are you opposing?
Okay.
So that means that you're supporting.
I'll
oppose. No. You're...
She said heads.
It landed on tails.
So that means...
No. Hold on. Let me not confuse myself or confuse you. If the coin lands on the one that she chooses, then she'll support the motion, which means, Deborah, you're going to oppose that African countries cannot focus on climate change, which means that you support that African countries will... Am I right? Am I confusing myself? Hold on. Am I confused? Hold on. So you chose heads, right? And then it showed us tails, right?
Yes.
So that means that you are opposing the motion. Chiagozie is looking confused. So his confused look is confusing me. Chiagozie, you're supporting that African countries cannot focus on climate change. That's it.
Okay.
Breathe. You've got this. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break... That's funny. Lagos, it'll be time for round one.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg-to-differ.
And we're back. We've got Group A in the studio. Chiagozie Onwunugwu is here. Deborah Pamzat, his opponent. Chiagozie, your 3 minutes to support that African countries cannot focus on climate change starts now.
Good day, my moderator, my judges, my timekeeper, my co-debaters, and the millions of Nigerians listening and watching. My name is Onwunugwu Chiagozie Izu. I'm a 16-year-old Nigerian here to proudly support the motion which says that African countries cannot focus on climate change. It is very obvious that Africa as a continent has produced and caused over 4% of climate change, which is definitely a negligible amount compared to the percentage that other continents have contributed. So that clearly means that if we are producing lesser, we don't really need to be bothered about it. It's those who produce more that are meant to be bothered about it. And come to think of it, is climate change really going to affect us? From my stats, I've checked out and I found out that 1.5% of if climate is increased by 1.5%, there will be more increase. There will be subsidy in the amount, in the recurrence or the frequency of extreme climatic events, just like the one that happened in southern Africa during the 1990s. It will be subsidized, and also the one that happened in Northern Africa in 2009/2010 definitely will be subsidized. Another point to note is that in the Sahel of Africa, the temperature has increased by over 10%, has increased by 2 degrees Celsius to over the last decade, and this has amounted to over 10% of increase in rainfall in the Sahel region. This is a miracle in the Sahel region because they don't usually experience rain that often. Moving on, I would like to say that climate change increases and fosters agricultural processes because excess carbon in air, according to chemistry, bonds with oxygen to form carbon dioxide, which is a very important factor for plants, for the growth of plants, and this would definitely increase more yield in plants and definitely foster biodiversity. Climate change helps to reduce energy, lower energy cost, as the sun is a very wonderful factor of producing energy, and so we don't really, since the sun is practically emitting more energy, and carbon in air is a very important factor in the lives of human beings, we don't really need to waste our time looking for thermal energy, water energy. We're already settled. I would also like to point out that here in Africa, things don't actually go the way we expect them to go. We can't compare ourselves with Asia or Northern America and Southern America in the sense that we have already adapted to climate change, and this is a very wonderful way of this has always been and will always be a wonderful way of living our lives. Because, okay, let me ask it in a very wonderful statement. If we don't accept climate change, who is losing?
And your time's up. Chiagozie, thank you very much. And well done. Great work. Deborah Pamzak opposes that African countries cannot focus on climate change. Deborah, your 3 minutes start now.
The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, defines climate change as the change of climate which attributes directly or indirectly to human activity that alters the composition of the global atmosphere and which is in addition to the natural climate variability observed over comparable time periods. Good evening, the moderator, distinguished panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and the ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat. Opposing the proposition which states that African countries can't focus on climate climate change. I strongly believe that African countries can focus on climate change because of the following obvious reasons. To start with, African countries can focus on climate change because there is an invaluable ready-made aid in form of a global summit tagged the Conference of Parties, COP, to provide workable solutions in order to achieve the net zero target, which is cutting greenhouse gas emissions to as close to zero as possible, with any remaining emissions reabsorbed into the atmosphere by 2050. Again, against the backdrop of economic deficiency obvious in many African nations, there is financial assistance in form of compensation fund from developed countries responsible for high carbon emissions to vulnerable countries suffering from the climate change impact, as agreed upon at the Conference of Parties 27th edition on 18 November 2022, held in Egypt. They can focus. In addition, there are dire consequences already manifesting all over the planet. Intense and untimely rainfalls have become the order of the day in most West African countries, with its attendant consequences as massive floodings, wildfires, landslides, gully erosions, among many others, sadly rendering havoc on the human population. Also, the upsurge in global temperature negatively impacts on agriculture, which leads to famine and its detrimental effect on agricultural production. This leaves African leaders with no other option but to focus on climate change. Furthermore, the direct negative impacts of global warming on the people's health standing makes it a must for African leaders to focus on climate change. According to the United Nations Chronicle, an increase in temperature, rainfall, and humidity results in proliferation of the malaria-carrying mosquitoes at higher altitudes, causing an increase in malaria transmission, which has killed many Africans. Finally, panel of judges. A research carried out by the World Health Organization on October 30, 2022, revealed that between 2030 and 2050, climate change is expected to cause additional 250,000 deaths annually from malnutrition, cholera, diarrhea, and heat stress. It is therefore illogical for African leaders not to focus on climate change. Thank you. I'll be back.
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamzat. It's good to have you back. All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round two, the rebuttal round. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. This is I Beg to Differ, the Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've got on the show with me two fantastic debaters. One of them you met for the very first time in 2021, November 2021. He's our number three seed in Group A. His name is Chiagozie Isido Obunnaugwu. He's 17 years old, and he's no longer in secondary school. Also no longer in secondary school is our second seed in Group A. We first met her in March 2022, where she came second to Ruth Okorocha. Deborah Pamzat is 15 now and also out of secondary school. And today they're both debating that African countries cannot focus on climate change. It's now the rebuttal round, and we'll start with the motion opposer, Deborah Pamzat. Your next 3 minutes start now.
I'm back as promised. My opening first point was African countries shouldn't focus on climate change because we have negligibly contributed to the amount of greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere, and we should not even be bothered. Well, do you know that according to the United Nations Environmental Programme, UNEP, African nations are the most vulnerable regions in the world to climate change because of the vulnerability of our prevailing low levels of socioeconomic growth. So we're vulnerable to climate change, and we should be bothered about it because we do not have the capability to handle climatic issues in the continent. You also made a point, you said African countries is not affected by climate change because erratic rainfalls in the Sahel region is a miracle. Extreme climatic events such as massive flooding, droughts, heat stress result in low crop yields. A decline in agricultural productivity discourages farmers, and this also changes the source of livelihood in the rural areas. So African countries are affected by climate change, and erratic rainfalls can never be a miracle because they cause drought and massive floodings. He also said that climate change helps agriculture. Climate change do not help agriculture. They actually do more harm to agriculture than any good. when there's an upsurge in global temperature, it negatively impacts on agriculture, which leads to famine. Famine causes what? Hunger. Hunger causes death. You agree with me. So climate change do not help agriculture in any manner. You also made a point. You said climate change helps the sun, so we do not need to focus on, so we do not need to waste our time on focusing on climate change. Do you know that the sun can cause extreme heat? Due to climate change, the sun changes, so it causes extreme heat. And extreme heat actually kills. When you feel too much heat, there's no cool temperature. So climate change does not help the sun. And it's not a wasting of time, because if actually wasting our time, the continent will not be bothered about it. They've created several international organizations to actually combat climate-related issues. So for you to say that we're wasting our time, we're focusing on climate change in Africa, the most vulnerable region in the world to climate change, is actually a fallacy. Then your last point was that African countries have adapted to climate change. We have adapted to climate change. The negative aspect, because millions of people are being displaced every day due to massive floodings. We've never adapted to climate change. We do not even have the fund to adapt to climate change. We don't have enough funds. So you can't say African countries have adapted to climate change. African countries have never adapted to climate change. So having rebutted all your points, I strongly believe that African countries can focus on climate change. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamza. Well done. Lagos, let me remind you, you can watch this debate live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3, that's our live stream. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Chiagozie, your 3 minutes for rebuttals start now.
Thank you, my judges, and thank you, my moderator. All protocols duly observed. I want to correct some errors that my opponent made during her presentation. You mentioned the COP. Should I tell you, or should I make you understand that the reason of this formation of the COP is actually not really needed, because actually they formed it to create a net zero on carbon emissions. Tell me, when we breathe, what do we breathe in? Oxygen. When we breathe out, what do we breathe out? Carbon dioxide, right? That is definitely a very wonderful, and trust me, plants need carbon dioxide. They're taking carbon dioxide. If you have gone to school and you've graduated from school, you should know that carbon dioxide is needed by plants to grow. What is it called? Carbon dioxide. It has carbon. Do you know that very known that an increase in carbon dioxide in the air of 0.01% causes a yield of about 14% in plant growth, which means that 31% of plants become more greener, while only 3% become less greener. That is countering your two statements. The COP, actually, their function, the reason for their creation is actually baseless and not needed, in the sense that carbon is needed in this society. So trying to create a net zero of carbon dioxide is impossible, because we humans produce carbon. That is that on the side. And also, I've clarified you on agriculture, because carbon is needed for agriculture, for agricultural products to grow. And you also mentioned effects on health.
Speaking to your mic.
Okay. You also mentioned effects on health. Come on. I thought scientists said that it is rainfall, massive rainfall, and breeding of stagnant water that causes mosquitoes and malaria. So how does climate have to do with malaria? If the country is able to tidy up their environment and keep it neat and remove all traces of stagnant water, malaria is solved. I don't understand you clearly when you say malaria. No, please, no. And actually, I want to make you understand. I'm happy that you shot yourself in the leg when you mentioned socioeconomic growth by saying that you made it clear that the problem of climate change is not basically the sun or carbon, that is because we don't have the funds. That's the thing. If we are able to move or able to work on our economy and get money and get funds, we'll be able to live comfortably in our environment without having to battle climate change. Even, do you know that Africa's budget on battling climate change is about $1 trillion? Tell me, where can you find $1 trillion? Who wants to give you $1 trillion? But if you're able to stabilize the nature of things, yeah, by the way, just you want to fight something that nature has given to you, that nature has blessed you with. And if you fight it, you can't even win. It's not winnable. So, and I want to make you know that climate change is very important when it comes to human beings. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Chia Gozie Obonugu. Two rounds done. One more round to go. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Tell someone to tell someone else. Group A is debating again today. We've got Deborah Pamzat facing off Chia Gozie Obonugu. You met Chia Gozie the first time in 2021, but in this Tournament of Champions, you met him last week Monday, where he faced Tamvita Kaushik. Today, he's facing the number 2 seed in his group, Group A. Deborah Pamzat, who you met the first time 1 year ago, March 2022, where she came second to Ruth Okorocha. This is Deborah's first debate in the Tournament of Champions. Deborah will debate again next week. Let's see how they do during the closing rounds. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions has three ambitious debaters gunning for glory. Deborah Pamzat went from playoffs to runner-up in March 2022 in upset after upset. But this time, Lagos knows never to underestimate her. Chia Gozie Isidore Obonugu won the first ever I Beg to Differ match, beating future champion Ruth Okorocha. But he lost in the quarterfinals of that same tournament to finalist Emmanuela Nnadi. And now,
Paystack is our headline sponsor, Lagos. Well, we're here and we've got our debaters in the studio with us ready for their final round, the closing round. And for this round, we'll start with Chia Gozie Obonugu. This is the final 3 minutes for your closing. The supporter of the motion that African countries cannot focus on climate change.
Thank you, my judges and my moderator. All protocols duly observed. I like the courage of my opponent when she tries to make me understand that climate change is... We need to focus on climate change as a continent called Africa, as big as we are called Africa. I'd like to ask a question. If climate promotes welfare for the next 70 years, why take the risk of saying that it will attack us after 70 years? The reason is simple. The climate policies that exist today are actually baseless, in the sense that, let me say like this. We have climate policies were made to cause a net zero on carbon dioxide emissions and greenhouse gases emissions. But these steps have actually proven to be negligible effects on the production of carbon dioxide, in the sense that we humans ourselves produce carbon dioxide. So how can you fight something that we produce? Instead, these policies have increased the rate of poverty, as people now have to pay more taxes, have made industries become less competitive, has caused death of food, crops, has caused loss of lives, in the sense that killing of fruit of crops is, in the sense that when we are trying to do experiments on, okay, let's create renewable nuclear power, this one power, you need land to do all these things. And going to use test sites is definitely killing some certain things there. Okay, we want to work on aerosols, halo carbons, and these things don't actually really have a very negative effect on plants, because plants on their own have... they need that carbon dioxide that you want to remove from the atmosphere. They need it to grow. So if you remove it, what would they use to grow? That's one thing you should always understand when you want to make points or when you want to make claims that climate change is important. It needs to be focused on. Focused on in what manner, if I may ask you? Do you mean fought? If you mean fought, then I would like to tell you that it's wrong. If you tell me you need climate change to be promoted to a certain degree, at least it will help us. Hey, now you're talking business, but not telling me you need to cause net zero of carbon. Net zero. Oh my God. No. Actually, I would like to end by saying that climate change is very important to us as humans because we need our plants, we need food, and food comes directly from carbon, whether you like it or not. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jagozie. Well done. Lagos, let me remind you, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Deborah Pamsett, your final 3 minutes today. Start now.
Before I proceed to my closing round, I would like to ascertain a fact. You kept on hammering on the fact that I mentioned the net zero target. Yes, I mentioned the net zero target. You asked me a question. You said if I actually graduated from secondary school, I've known that we actually need carbon dioxide in the world. I would like to tell you that I graduated from the best model college in Lagos State, Lagos State Model College, Kanko in Badagry. So yes, I graduated from one of the best schools in Nigeria. And aside that, if you were attentive, you have listened to the part where I said net zero target is the cutting down of greenhouse gas emissions to as close to zero as possible, with any remaining emissions reabsorbed into the atmosphere by 2050. Now, moving on to my closing round. African countries can focus on climate change through aggressive campaigns on the dangers of engaging in activities that result in the depletion of the ozone layer. This is because when people are aware of the consequences of these life-threatening activities, they reduce their rate in those activities. And interestingly, these campaigns are already in progress in many African countries. Also, the fight against climate change is a global issue, of which nations of the world are signatories to various international organizations. These international organizations already have machineries put in place to monitor and ensure compliance of nations to this fundamental agreement to collectively fight against this menace and to save our world. So African countries have no other option but to key into these international treaties to fight against climate change. Also, we have the presence of civil society organizations whose primary aim is to advocate for a cleaner environment. That should be the fight against climate change is not an exception. These civil society organizations, apart from their direct activities in the fight against these menace, they also engage in advocacies that makes African leaders comply with international agreements to fight against climate change. Now, going back to your rebuttal around, you said you thought scientists said that malaria is caused by stagnant water and other menial activities. Thank God you thought. You are not sure. That's not a fact. I told you that according to the United Nations Chronicle, an increase in temperature, rainfall, and humidity results in proliferation of the malaria-carrying mosquitoes at higher altitudes, which also causes an increase in transmission of malaria, which has killed many Africans. You kept on talking about erratic rainfalls, droughts, and flooding helping agriculture. How can erratic rainfalls, droughts, and flooding help agriculture? That is actually counterproductive. That is not true. You also kept on harming on my point about African countries have adapted to climate change. Well, you said African countries need the sum of $1 trillion to actually combat climate change in Africa. No, that is not true. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, African countries need $277 billion annually to combat climate change in Africa. And the COP offers $100 billion annually to combat climate change in Africa. With all these points...
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamsett. Well done. Lagos, let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for results. Let me remind you, of course, you can watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. The numbers to call, 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. The break will tell us if we have a winner or if we have a draw. If we have a draw, that's good news for Chiagozie Obunna Ugwu. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
Are you a business owner who's looking to boost sales? Check out Paystack Terminal. Paystack Terminal is a POS that helps you accept payments in multiple ways, including ATM cards, bank transfers, and USSD. Additionally, you can track sales in real time on your phone, even if you have multiple terminals in multiple stores. Paystack Terminal also comes with a global SIM card and fast Wi-Fi, so you never have to say the words, no network, and your customers never have to wait to confirm payments. What's more, you can connect Terminal to your existing POS systems, split your payouts into multiple bank accounts, do easy end-of-day accounting, and so much more. Paystack Terminal is the smart choice for ambitious businesses of all sizes. Visit paystack.com/beg-to-differ to get yours. Again, that's paystack.com/beg-to-differ.
Group A of the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions has three ambitious debaters gunning for glory. Deborah Pamzat went from playoffs to runner-up in March 2022 in upset after upset. But this time, Lagos knows never to underestimate her. Chiagoze Isidore Omonna Ugu won the first ever I Beg to Differ match, beating future champion Ruth Okorocha. But he lost in the quarterfinals of that same tournament to finalist Emanuela Nadi. And now he's in a group with the girl who beat Emanuela, Tamvita Kaushik. The first ever champion is the group's top seed. Will she retain her undefeated streak? Find out this March at the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and Wasobia Max TV.
So we've given the judges some time to collate the results. Let's take a look at the results that they have sent in. Let me remind you, Lagos, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. If you have regular TV, you can watch at 3:30 every day on Wasobia Max TV. Lagos is channel 33. That's for regular TV. You don't need cable. Just have an antenna and tune in to channel 33 and you'll be able to watch Wasobia Max TV. You watch this debate on Wasobia Max TV 3:30 every day. If you have DSTV, you can just tune into channel 259. That's it. Channel 259, and then you'll be able to watch for as long as you want to. All right, let's look at the results now. In the presentation round, Chiagoze Obonugwu scored 41. Deborah Pamzat scored 73. For presentation style, Chiagoze scores 17. Deborah scores 33. Rebuttal round, Chiagoze scores 11. Deborah scores 51. For rebuttal style, Chiagoze scores 18. Deborah scores 34. In the closing round, Chiagoze scores 27. Deborah scores 71. For closing style, Chiagoze scores 14. Deborah scores 30. And so with 292 to 128, Deborah Pamzat wins this round. Congratulations to you, Deborah. Well done. Congratulations. This means that you and Tamvita Kaushik both have one win each. And since Chiagoze cannot catch up with both of you, you have just qualified for the quarterfinal. So congratulations again to you, Deborah Pamzat. Well done. Chiagoze, unfortunately, your time in the Tournament of Champions ends here. With both your debates done, you cannot catch up with Deborah or Tamvita. We have enjoyed you, though, on I Beg to Differ, both in the past and here on the Tournament of Champions. You've been an important part of this tournament. Well done. And we wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you.
So I hear you have a laundry business, or is it a tailoring business? What business is it?
Fashion designer.
A fashion designer.
Nigeria's youngest, I guess.
Nigeria's youngest fashion designer. That's true. He's 17. So do you have an Instagram page that people can take a look at?
Yes.
Check out some of your fashion designs.
Yes.
What's your Instagram page?
It's the Real ICD Official at Instagram.
How do you spell that?
REAL_IZD_official.
Okay, you're gonna have to do that slowly because we have grandmas listening, you know. Oh, so just help us, yeah.
REAL _IZD _official.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, and well done, Deborah. Your debate against Tamvita will happen next week, and it will decide which of you will win the group. And which of you will come second. And that will decide who you face in the quarterfinals in 2 weeks' time. Right? You're both going to receive your debate topic this evening. Congratulations again and well done.
Thank you.
All right, Lagos, let's talk about what you've just heard. You both can leave the studio now. Don't forget to pick up the gifts that you couldn't pick up last week, Chagozie.
All right.
All right, congrats and well done.